This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
And now, Bill and Alyssa from the Q Morning Show present Can't Read, Can't Write.
Welcome to Can't Read, Can't Write. It is Valentine's Day week. That's when this episode is dropping. Valentine's Day week. Love is in the air.
Oh, yes, it is.
How important is Valentine's Day in your relationship, in your marriage?
0%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could say I was more excited about it. I'm not.
I'll be honest. I really like Valentine's Day just because it breaks up the monotony of like every day is gray, you know, right now at this time of year.
And we inject the color red into
our
everyday.
Yeah, we put some red and pink in there and I'm all about it. But like I already know Bryce is not getting me anything and I'm fine with that. Like,
now, how do you know? How do you know he's not going to surprise you?
Because I told him yesterday that I got his Valentine's Day gift. Halfway because he went to the store. And I'm freely talking about this because my husband does not listen to anything that we do. He doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, this is a safe space.
This is a safe space for me. Yeah. But he went to Target yesterday. I told him, if you're going to go anywhere, now is the day to do it. He hasn't driven his car in like months. And we were going to get all that ice today. So I was like, if you have errands to run, do it. So he went to Target and he went by himself. Big day, big boy. And he got himself a Lego set. And I knew that he was doing that. And he was between the one that I got him and a different one. He ended up getting the different one. Thank goodness. But I'm like on him like a hawk because I only have like a couple more days now that I have to make it that he is not allowed to buy.
But
this
wait,
Lego set.
How do you know when he was on his Target trip that he didn't just pick something else up for you?
I mean, he might have.
Because you saw the receipt? Did you
but
see
after
the receipt?
I told him, he said, I didn't get anything for you.
Maybe he's just trying to throw you off. Like he's saying, oh, I didn't get anything for you. But he's thinking,
oh, I didn't get you anything though. I was like, that's okay, baby. That's okay.
Misdirection? Is he, you know, oh, I didn't get anything for you. But really deep down,
he's
knows.
He's a pretty face value kind of guy. He doesn't really play games like that. No, he's not setting me up for something.
Okay.
He can't keep a secret. Like if he had something, he would be dying to give it to me. That's how he is with everything.
Okay. Yeah. Valentine's Day. I mean, it hasn't been important in my relationship for a long time. I think that, and I've said this for a long time, I think when you get married, I think your anniversary becomes more important than Valentine's Day or any other holiday that might be couple related, like Sweetest Day, which is nothing.
I mean, I guess like we screwed ourselves then because I was talking about this on the show today, but my birthday is in July. Bryce's birthday is in September. And then our anniversary is in October. Mm-hmm. And then we have freaking Christmas. So it's like we have everything just like packed into like a couple of months. Financially, it's a nightmare. So, like, I would love to put more emphasis on Valentine's Day, and maybe we skip gifts for Christmas for each other and, like, give ourselves a break for a second and just, like, regroup.
Or just budget. Whatever money you're going to spend in February for Valentine's Day, bank it and then use it later in the year. Just budgeting.
Yeah.
Moving money around.
Ugh, I'm still like, I'm still not recovered from the holidays. I forget how much it sucks to get gifts for the holidays and then like have to get back to normal afterward. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, we, same thing in our house. We went over budget in December and then we went over budget in January as well, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
And so I'm just hoping that we paid for things in January that we didn't need to pay for until later in the year. And it's like, well, now maybe those bills are out of the way.
So you can like give yourself a break in a couple months.
Yeah, we just need some cash coming in. We don't really have any cash. Money's coming in and then it's going right back out.
I know. That's like the whole thing with like budgeting. I'm like, budget what?
Yeah.
Like, but I can't. There's nothing else that can go.
I'm just making money just so I can live. Just to survive.
Just trying to exist. Have enough for eggs.
I might get Paula something. I talked about this on the show. I might try to find like a salon or something.
Oh yeah, that's such a good idea.
She's mentioned before that she has not been to a salon, like a professional hairstylist, since pre-pandemic. So everything that she's done to her hair since then has just been trimming it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, with us talking about like budgeting and stuff, that's a huge, like that's one of the first things that I always get rid of. So when it comes to like trying to budget, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not getting my hair done.
So she might get mad at me if I buy her something that to a salon, like buy her a gift card.
Because you guys are
salon.
Married and you like share accounts and stuff.
Yeah, she's like, why did you buy that? Like, I don't need that, is what she'll say, and then she'll be mad. And
but
then
it'll
I've
be
ruined,
nice for her.
And then I've ruined Valentine's Day.
She might be mad for like a second, but that's just like the mom thing to do. You know, you shouldn't have spent money on me.
I don't think we're going out to eat or anything like that. Like We do need to go out to eat, but maybe we'll go out this month, but I don't think it'll be Valentine's Day weekend.
Oh, I actually meant to mention to you, because I made a reservation for me and Bryce, and I was like, I could just add you and Paula on. I made a reservation for Birdie Town
already?
For at the end of the month.
It's open?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's indoor putt-putt?
It's indoor putt-putt.
Oh,
so,
I didn't realize that.
You reserve your time for putt-putt. It's a new place that opened like near Lakewood. It's like adult mini golf,
mm-hmm.
and they have like drinks, and I think they have food too, but like it doesn't include your food or like reservation time to eat. It's just your reservation for putt-putt that I did.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah, so
let me know.
Like $15 a person for putt-putt, which I mean, for like an actual like, you know, like a cool little hangout spot, that's not bad.
Yeah, I've heard of it. In fact, a friend of mine lives in Lakewood, and he also sent me a link to that place.
I've been keeping an eye on it for the past couple of months. I found their Instagram, gosh, like maybe at the end of the summer, and they weren't open yet. And I was like, this looks so cool. It was after we had gone putt-putting at Sweetie's.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that looks sick. And I've been waiting for them to open, so I'm super excited.
Is it, so it's indoor putt-putt. Is it glow in the dark? Like, did they shut the lights off?
No, I don't think so. It's not like that. It's more of like adult, like imagine a cocktail bar with putt-putt.
I remember when I lived in Arizona because it's so damn hot, you know, 8 out of the 12 months of the year, they have indoor putt-putt places, and one of them was like glow in the dark. So it's like pitch black inside for 18 holes. It's like, it's weird. I don't know if I like it as much as I think I like being outside.
I do. I prefer to be outside with putt-putt. Like, we actually did a glow-in-the-dark alien putt-putt in Medina a couple months ago.
That's what it was similar to that I did.
Yeah, it was in the summer, and it was raining, and that place was packed.
Really?
I mean, it was just slammed. They weren't letting any more people in. Like, it was at max capacity.
I don't like the glow-in-the-dark.
I like glow-in-the-dark bowling, though.
I don't. I like traditional bowling. I like.
See, that's weird to me. Those are like really bright fluorescent light. I don't like that.
I like old school bowling with the bright fluorescent lights, and you don't have like a DJ spinning, you know, the hottest hits and dance music and everything else, you have like rock and roll music playing, and there's cheap beer, and maybe you can get some, you know, cheap bar food.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
I like all of that except for the lights being on.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll take the music. I'll take the cheap beer and the food. Bowling alleys are honestly so underrated. There's one right by our new house that I pass every day on my way home, and I'm like, we got to go. It looks like it. Like an older place.
Yeah.
It's called Yorktown Lanes. It looks like it's been there for forever. And I'm like, oh, you know it's going to be fun.
Oh, there's so many of those places around here. Fairview Lanes. There's a place in Lakewood. I can't think what it's called. It's not Mahal's. Although Mahal's is old.
Yeah. But I feel like they took out... Well, they still have bowling downstairs. But they used to have like double the amount of lanes that they have.
Oh, my God. I love it. If the bowling alley is in the basement... It is a quality bowling alley. You're going to have yourself a good time. If you have a basement bowling alley, it's going to be the best.
You can't go wrong. I thought of you, too. Sorry, we're just yapping right now. But I found a, oh my gosh, what's it called? I think it's called like Tapsters or something. It's another bar, but they have a shuffleboard league. I was looking at like they do bingo every week at this bar. But it's like a cool bar. It's not like an old person bar.
Okay. Tapsters?
Tapster, Cleveland. They also do speed dating. Not that I'm interested, but I just like saw it and I was like, oh, that's like an actual thing. I didn't know places actually put on speed dating events still, but they do it once a month. But yeah, they have a shuffleboard league and I was like, oh, Bill should go destroy them over there.
Where's it located?
Lakewood.
Okay. Yeah. Forest City Shuffleboard is where I go play shuffleboard. I don't know if I'm playing this winter.
Oh, they have a winter league too.
They always have a league. I feel like we should be defending our title.
You should be. You guys were champs.
I have to figure that out. Okay, so on today's episode, I thought what we could get into. We kind of got into this conversation. I don't remember if it was last week or the week before. We were talking about what it was like to date doing what we do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And I had mentioned that my girlfriend at the time that I got arrested, when I was working on the morning show, the first time around at Q104, she was not a fan of what I did for a living at
all. Radio changed you, Bill.
Did not like the conversations because I would talk about us on the air. Mm-hmm. I would talk about our relationship on the air. She did not like that. And you know what? That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have any ill will towards her at all. Like, I'm sure there's plenty of people that would not want their business discussed on the radio, their relationship and private lives discussed on a radio show.
Oh, sure.
So she wasn't up for it. And so that's why the people that we have dated in the past, it takes a very special person to accept that that is a part of our lives, that we're going to be talking about you on the radio mm-hmm. show, that your life is essentially content for us. You know, and I've been lucky enough that Paula has understood that over the years, that she knows that I'm going to be talking about her frequently.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's been cool with it because she knows that if I continue to do it, the money will keep rolling in.
Hopefully.
Right. Well, yeah, there will always be a day when it doesn't. When we were having that conversation, I remembered an incident with an ex-girlfriend and how the radio show got me in trouble with her.
Oh.
Legal.
Legally?
Trouble. Yes.
It wasn't just something that she was upset with you about?
Oh, no. This got me in trouble legally.
Oh.
We will discuss that and more next when Can't Read, Can't Write continues.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Continues. Okay. Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. It is our Valentine's Day edition, so I thought we'd talk about failed relationships.
Nothing says love like failed relationships.
Specifically, failed relationships. Relationships that we've had while we have been doing what we do for a living. Because it does take a very special person to understand what we do, what we need to do, creating content, so much content on a daily basis. And sometimes that's going to require us talking about our personal lives and talking about our love lives.
And talking about whoever we're with.
Now, Alyssa mentioned that she had three requirements for a person that she was looking for, like a potential love interest.
Yes.
What were those three requirements again?
Okay, so number one, and this was like back in college that I was like, these must be my three stipulations because this is what I keep going for. So number one, tattoos.
Had to have a tattoo. At least one?
At least one, probably like a good amount.
So if you saw someone with a sleeve, you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
I am turned on right now.
Yep. That's my type. That's my type. Okay. So tattoos, divorced parents.
That's an odd one. Now, how far along into the dating process would you find that out? Like, how do you find out? Like, is that a first conversation type of question? Can you do that research on your own?
Yeah, you can usually, I mean, you could usually kind of use context clues of how somebody's talking about, like, their time with their parents, I guess.
Yeah.
I can usually tell. Like, even just talking to my friends who have parents that are still together versus talking to friends whose parents aren't together anymore. Mm-hmm. Just the language is different.
Was it a deal breaker if their parents were still together? Okay.
No, not a deal breaker. It was more so that, like, these weren't... Like, yes, I joked that they were requirements, but it was more of a trend that I kept noticing with myself is, like, these are the three traits that I keep revisiting. So those are the first two. Tattoos, divorced parents.
I'm thinking that if you get into a long-term relationship with a person who has divorced parents and you yourself have divorced parents, that the amount of Thanksgiving dinners and Christmas dinners that you're going to, I mean, you're going to four at that point.
Yeah, it's like, so actually my ex-boyfriend from college, we had that and we did 1 year where we really actually did try to hit like every house. Exhausting.
Yeah, we're
terrible.
Gonna go see my mom. Like, now we're like, gonna see your mom.
We'll never do that again. Yeah, like that was awful. Lot. But no, now it's like, because Bryce has divorced parents too. Obviously, we're all over the country, but now it's like you have to make a decision. You get one, you go to one spot for the day. My family understands, his family understands. We're not new here. We've been doing this for years.
So what was the third rule of dating Alyssa Rose?
Legal troubles.
You had to have had some encounter with the law at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how hard was that to ascertain?
Unfortunately, not difficult to find.
That could be done on a Google search.
Oh, yeah, especially in Kent. Mm-hmm. Fun fact about Kent, and I feel like I might have brought this up before. But the public records in Kent are available online for free.
Yeah.
And I know that because I used them for my classes. But then I also got to go look at all of my friends that got arrested for underages or DUIs or whatever. I get to go look and be nosy and see exactly what their charges are, how much their court costs are, how much their lawyer's costing them. Like, I would go and look and just be like, ooh.
So did you prefer someone with like a misdemeanor or did they need to have a felony? Like what?
No.
What kind of thing were you looking for?
It wasn't that I was like particularly looking for it. It was just like, oh, we keep going for this somehow. Like I said, DUI and underage were the two like most common that I encountered.
How strict were you?
Oh, any sort of petty drugs too.
Oh, okay.
Had a friend that. It got hit with like a really bad one for having just a little too much weed.
That's interesting because you would think guys would think that would be a drawback. Like, it would be baggage.
Oh, it
like
is. If you have... No, it is. Don't get it twisted. This isn't a good thing.
Well, not to date you. To date you, it would be a plus, not
apparently,
a negative.
Apparently, it sparks my interest, though. Right. The problem is that I'm a Cancer, and I'm like, I can fix him.
Well, not necessarily.
I can fix him.
Sometimes things happen. You know, you're young and you're stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't necessarily make you a bad person.
No.
But you have experienced life. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. You have a little bit more life experience. And in my experience, you probably have a little bit more common sense, too, because once you, and this was always my fallback on the getting in trouble with the law thing. Hear me out. Once you get in trouble with the law, no amount of money from mommy or daddy is going to completely make that go away. You can't talk yourself out of it. You can't, if you're arrested, if you're in trouble with the law, you got to become an adult really fast and grow up and like handle your business.
Could be a wake up call.
Because it's your business now.
Sure.
Like this is your legal record. And like, it's not just like it's going to just be washed away when you graduate high school.
Yeah. Depending what it is, it could be a wake up call.
Yeah. Like I think in a lot of cases, for people in my life that had legal problems in college, which again, a weird amount, you'd be surprised. But like, usually that's kind of how it was. Like, I had a handful of friends that got DUIs in college, and you better believe none of us were taking a sip, even just a sip of beer and driving a car.
Now, compare that with my legal trouble that I had working this job.
Yeah, stealing a golf cart.
I have no shame. I have absolutely no shame. I didn't learn anything. I was doing my job. And I'll do it again.
I was going to say, he's like, and I'll do it again.
I'll do it again, damn it. I didn't learn a thing. Okay, so specifically then, Alyssa, when you would find this perfect guy, how did they react? How did they respond to what you did for a living? Like, how did that affect your relationship with that person? Could they handle what you did? Could they accept it?
For the most part, yes. I'm trying to think now. For the most part, yes. Like, but even like now, like Bryce, he doesn't listen, which I would say is probably like the best case scenario.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Paula listens either.
No, not really.
Yeah. And I'm like, you get to talk to me every day. You get this content first. Like, yeah. You're my trial run, not you, but like Bryce, when I'm at home, just like yapping to him. But no, it doesn't bother him, but he is conscious of it. And he's like, I'm not going to give you content. Like, he knows.
Oh, I see.
He knows that I'm on the lookout for it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Even like when I brought in Post Malone Oreos today. And even last night, I was like, do you care if I take these into work tomorrow? He's like, you're going to use it for content, aren't you? And I was like, of course we are. They're Post Malone Oreos.
I'm sure that I've had that conversation with either someone that I'm dating. I remember having that conversation with people that I would hire, like onto a show that I was working on. I would
like
say,
you
look,
would tell them to not have their significant others listen.
No, I would tell them, I would say, your life, if you join this show, your life is now potential content.
It's our life.
And yeah, we own you. And I would say, be very careful about the things that you share when you when you come into work. Because I remember having this problem.
Like what you share with even just your coworkers.
Yeah.
Not on the air, but just like what you're saying in confidence, or so you think.
Yeah. I remember, I don't know how many years ago it was. It's within the last decade, though. Because on the show that I worked on, we had a lot of interns from college.
Okay.
Come in to, would work on the show. I mean, we had a lot.
Those are the best stories.
We had like, I want to say 6 interns like every semester.
Oh my gosh.
And they would come in and we would live our lives vicariously through them and college stories, because we worked in Phoenix and we were right next door to the campus of Arizona State University, which is a notorious party school.
I was going to say, it's like the biggest party school in the country.
So we had lots of stories. So I always had that disclaimer with them. I'm like, guys, be careful about what you say to members of the show, because especially the two hosts of the show, because if they're having a day where they're short on content, they might take what's going on with your life and run with it.
And they're
going
to use it.
Yeah. And there was an intern who mentioned to someone on the show, not me, that they had breast implants.
Okay.
Because they were gone for like 2 weeks and they came back and they're like, so one of the hosts asked them, where did you go? And they said,
they couldn't tell.
I had breast implants.
Must not have been very good implants.
Next thing you know, like 10 minutes later, one of the hosts jumps on the air and talked about how this intern had left the show to go get a boob job.
Was she like mortified?
Mortified.
Oh my gosh.
She was in tears and so angry.
Sweetie.
I'm trying to make her feel better.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'm telling the other interns, I'm like, see? I said, let this be an example to you. If you don't want it on the air, don't share it with them. Don't tell the hosts your personal business if you don't want it broadcast.
You used it as a teaching moment.
Yeah.
Oh my good. Like, I don't know when it happened for me, but I got to a point where it's like, there is no curveball that you could throw at me that I would be like, oh my God, you weren't allowed to say that on air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing that you could bring up. I'd be like, oh wow, we're rolling with that.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm a little more, what's the word?
At this point, I feel like I just have no shame.
No, that's good. But also, I'm a bit more discerning because I do have empathy. And,
you definitely are.
I wouldn't bring something up if I didn't know that it was okay.
Right.
Like, we would have had a prior discussion. Like, I'm not going to ambush you bringing up something that I know that would be uncomfortable.
Right.
So, yeah, we have that. I think we have a pretty good system down when it comes to that.
I mean, but like I said, I feel like even if you did just like go rogue, I would be like, oh, okay, like whatever. But again, that just comes after like 10 years of just being in this, making a fool out of myself to make a paycheck.
Yeah.
And being like, okay, I don't care. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, we put a little bit more thought into it. Like, I know other shows. Like, I would not be successful on working on shows that are like that. I don't necessarily like that type of radio. Like, the
shock.
Ambush. Yeah, the shock where someone is...
Shock jock.
If someone is visibly upset or uncomfortable, to me, all of a sudden, that it's not entertaining anymore.
Oh, I completely agree.
Like, if I did that to you and you were very upset with me, mm-hmm. and that would come across on the air.
You would be able to hear it, even in the microphone. Even if you can't see my face, you'd be able to hear it.
I would not enjoy that.
Yeah.
That's not the type of radio that I want to do.
No. I totally agree with that.
With that said, there have been women in my life that I have upset over the years by talking about our relationship on the show. And one of them specifically, although we were already broken up when I told this story. So there was a girl that I dated after college that I was way more into her than she was into me.
Okay.
And so we dated for a while and I could sense that it wasn't going anywhere. And
how long did you date?
I don't know, maybe 8 months, not a full year.
Okay.
Yeah. And dating, I mean, it's a very loose term.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we really just hung out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even sure if you could call it dating. It was an intimate friendship.
Okay.
But
it's friends with benefits before it was called that.
I don't know. I don't even know if there was that many benefits. I don't know if I was getting a whole lot of this relationship. So I wanted it to be something more. She wanted it to be
just what it was.
Yeah. So I eventually moved on from that because I wanted something more.
Right.
And she could not offer that. So I moved on. So that was after college. Like, so it had to have been like 97, 98.
Okay.
So I joined this morning show in 2000. I have not seen her or talked to this person in 2 years. Let's say 2 years. That has to be a pretty accurate. I would say about 2 years. I haven't seen her. Talk to her. I know some people that she knows.
Okay. Some mutuals.
But I haven't really had any contact with her. So I know that there's a mutual friend of ours that she was an artist. She was a photographer. And in Tremont, she rented out this gallery to do this photo shoot. She had her photos like blown up and
okay.
framed and put on walls. So she had a gallery.
Like a show.
A gallery showing.
Yeah.
Right. She invites me to this And I decide to take my new girlfriend at the time, not Paula. This is still pre-Paula. I take my new girlfriend to this art show, this photography show.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a random Friday, Saturday night. I show up with my new girlfriend and I'm inside the gallery and I'm looking at these photos. And I notice that some of the photos, the subject of these photos is very familiar to me. Like, I'm recognizing, like, I know that face. Hey, that's her. That's my ex-girlfriend.
Kind of.
So she's the subject of these photos. Oh. And as we're looking at these photos, I realize many of them are nude photographs. She posed naked.
For these pictures.
For these pictures. And now they're blown up and hung up on a wall.
And you're there with your new girlfriend.
I'm looking at nude pictures of my ex-girlfriend with my new girlfriend standing right next to me.
What an experience. That's an original experience if I've ever heard one.
So I thought that was very unusual.
Yeah.
And humorous.
Yes.
So I remember on the radio show the next day, I told that story. Well, guess who listened to my radio show, even though we had not spoken in 2 years?
Hold on a second.
My ex-girlfriend.
You're telling me that she was upset that you talked about this.
I talked about what had happened, that I went to a gallery with my new girlfriend, an art show, and I saw naked pictures of my ex-girlfriend hanging up on a wall.
See, this is what I just can't wrap my brain around, though, is being upset over you talking about that experience on the radio. When, and I'm not saying that you should just be okay with anything. If you pose nude, absolutely not. You're allowed to have limits. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that that's where her line went, though. That it's like, if you can pose nude, don't assume things, I guess. But I would kind of assume that she would just be like, whatever. Like,
I think that I think it was fine for me to talk about this.
Yeah.
For many reasons. One, we weren't dating anymore.
No.
We were broken up for 2 years. I haven't spoken to her in 2 years. And then I saw her naked on an art gallery wall. I think it was fine for me to tell that story. Number two, I never said her name. I never identified her.
Oh my gosh, you never even said her name.
However, as she was listening to the show, she realized that I'm talking about her. And she was very, very upset.
Okay, well, why is she listening?
So upset that she hired a lawyer. And sent me a cease and desist from this lawyer.
A cease and desist what?
To never mention her on the show or talk about this experience on the show. That kind of backfired on her because, number one, I wasn't going to talk. We talked about it that one morning. We weren't going to talk about it ever again.
You know, she was waiting for that. She was like listening and she was waiting for her moment for you to talk about her.
So as soon as the show was delivered, a cease and desist, and the host of the show realized what had happened, of course that's what they want to talk about.
Of course.
She gave us more content by sending us a cease and desist. So the day after we got the cease and desist, we're back on the air talking about her, about how she sent me a cease and desist because I was talking about the fact that I saw her naked on a wall.
God.
And I never even mentioned her name. Like, nobody would know who she was. She was the only one who knew who she was.
I'm, like, a little bit surprised that she even found a lawyer to, like...
She went and found a lawyer.
To take this, though. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, cease and desist what?
I think
you didn't even say her name.
I think cease and desists are... I think those are things that lawyers can send out, even though that they might not have a legal... I think they... It's just a scare tactic sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
Like they're like, oh, maybe I'll stop what I'm doing because there might be legal. I mean, you can file a lawsuit for any reason. You know?
I mean, you totally can.
Once it goes, you know, in front of a judge or a jury, it might not have any legal merit, but you can still file.
I mean, like from what I understand, and I don't know much about the law, is that a cease and desist is like an aggressive suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did not cease or we did not desist, but then I never heard from her again anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, but it was just an example of if you're in a relationship with me, your life is subject to...
Yeah, you're subject to
being broadcast on the radio. Now, especially 2 years after we broke up.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it's all fair game, right?
Yeah, at that point, it's like, who cares?
But then again, I've always been considerate with the girls that I was dating and Paula. Like, I'm not going to talk about something that they're not comfortable with me talking about either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there was something, like, really, really personal that happened to Paula.
Yeah.
And there have been over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to talk about them because I know that she would not be comfortable with it. So it's not like content. I need content.
Yeah.
But also, I'm not going to risk a relationship because of that content.
And it's like, if it's not your story in the first place, why even tell it?
I am human. I do have a heart.
It's true.
I would not destroy my marriage talking about something that Paula wasn't comfortable with me talking about.
It's interesting because, like, before I was here, when I was in San Diego, the station that I worked at was an alternative station. And for the most part, I didn't really talk about dating or, like, love life too much.
Yeah.
Like, I would talk about, like, some lifestyle stuff, like some stupid little, like, surveys and, like, what's going on, like, the dating apps or, like, whatever, if there was something happening. But for the most part, I wouldn't really talk that much about my love life. So I've actually, since moving back to Cleveland, had to try to get myself thinking like that again. Like, okay, like, trying to analyze, like, what Bryce and I are doing, what we're talking about. Can I use this for anything? Because my brain is just, like, not trained to do that.
Yeah. You have to rewire your brain.
Yeah.
And you'll get there. Final point, and then we'll wrap it up for today. So there was also a girl that I was dating. And this is, again, pre-Paula. Obviously pre-Paula. That we were dating for a while. And I had made... I kind of liked her, but I didn't know where it was going.
Okay.
So I was dating her in secret.
What?
I was dating her, but I did not mention her on the radio show. Like, I didn't tell the show that I was dating this girl.
Oh, so she was a secret from the show.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, because I had learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Don't mention anything in the studio. Like, you can't be off air and mention, oh yeah, so I got this date tonight with this girl, because as soon as the song is over, I knew that the host would be like, oh, so Bill's got a date tonight.
Right.
And I knew, you know, pick your spots.
Right.
You know?
Pick your battles.
So I was very careful with this girl that I was dating
mm-hmm.
because I was learning lessons. I knew, you know, not to mention anything. It was kind of like I was in a wait and see kind of mode.
Right.
So this girl sits down with me one night and says, you've never talked about me on the radio show, and I'm concerned about that.
What?
I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, what? It's like, you haven't talked about me on the show. You haven't mentioned on the air that you're dating me, or you haven't told any stories about us going out. And she's like, I'm kind of concerned. It makes me think that you're not serious about me because you're not talking about me on the radio. So damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I get it, though. I get it.
It also made me think that
it's like the modern day version of, like, a guy not posting his girlfriend on his Instagram grid.
Well, it made me think that she was only interested in me because of what I was doing for a living.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Like, I really didn't like that. I was very uncomfortable with that conversation. I don't think we made it. I don't think we lasted much longer. I don't think I ever talked about her ever. Because of that conversation.
Wow. So that was really the catalyst. Like, that was the turning point for you guys.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not obligated. Just because I'm dating you doesn't mean I'm obligated to talk about you on the radio.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was a silly fight that we had.
Yeah. I mean, that's silly.
She's very upset.
I understand where she's coming from, though.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Maybe I.
No, I mean, I definitely do, because I've dealt with the Instagram part of it. Like I said, it's similar to that of, like, why aren't you posting me on Instagram?
Well, now that you've brought
that
up,
who are you hiding me from?
Maybe I was looking at it all wrong. Maybe I was not as understanding as I should have been, because I took issue with her complaint.
Well, it's funny that your story went like that with her, with you thinking, like, oh, maybe she's only interested in me because of what I do, because I had actually that thought too with Bryce. When we first started dating, we started dating in September of 2020. We all know what happened in September of 2020. September 10th, 2020,
your
girl got laid off from the company that we work for right now.
Yeah.
And so we actually weren't even official yet. And we were supposed to hang out that night. And I texted him and was like, it was like 8 a.m. I was like, hey, I just got fired. So I'm going to go get drunk with my friends tonight. Rain check. And he was like, oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. And I didn't talk to him about it. Like, I didn't talk to him about how I was feeling about everything with getting laid off and him until months later. But once the dust had settled, I was like, I felt really down about myself because I was like, I feel like such a big perk of dating me is that, oh, I'm dating Alyssa from Q104 or I'm dating Alyssa on Alt-94.9.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I just lost that. Like, I was like, that's one of the coolest parts about like dating me is I get free tickets to stuff. We get to go to events. I get to interview all these bands and do all these cool things. And now it's just gone. And he put me in my place so fast after I told him that. He was like, honestly, no offense, I don't think radio is that cool, actually. And I was like, oh, touche. Okay. All right, buddy.
But that's how you know that you found the one.
Yeah. And he was like, I literally don't care. Like, it's cool that you did that, I guess. But yeah.
He liked you for you, not for what you did for a living.
Yeah.
And that's what we should all be looking for.
Yes, I agree. I don't think anybody's looking at us because they want to date somebody in radio.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
No. Like, even if I got divorced, I don't think it would help me.
I'm so glad that I am with my husband. I'm so glad because it definitely changes the dynamics trying to date and work this job.
Oh, sure.
And like I said, we weren't even dating yet when I got fired the first time. And then I was out of radio for over a year. So our first good year of being together, I was not doing this.
Yeah.
So.
All right. We will leave it there with that message of love. Find the person that wants to be with you because you're you, not because of what you do for a living or not because of something you have, because it's you.
Because it's you, and they'll tolerate you longer than anybody else will.
Can't read, can't write. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We'll be back next week.